March is Women's History Month. And so we have tasked you, Dick Fairley, with coming up with 3-4 of the most influential women in jazz.
Okay, I'll be glad to do that.
So let's preface this. Are you going to do these in the order of importance, or is it chronological?
Chronological.
Okay, so we're going to go back a few years to start.
We're going to start with the 1920s.
1920s, a good year for jazz.
It was.
A good decade for jazz.
It was. And so the woman I want to speak about is Lil Hardin. Lil Hardin was a pianist, and she first came to popularity as a member of King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. She was in Chicago playing with that band when Louis Armstrong was still in New Orleans. But when King Creole sent for Louis Armstrong, he came up to Chicago, met Lil, and they married. And so she's probably best known as Louis Armstrong's wife.
Mrs. Louis Armstrong.
Mrs. Louis Armstrong.
Okay, 1920s.
She was the one that encouraged Louis to leave the band and go out on his own.
Well, so this song we're going to play, what is the name of this song?
Well, Lil was also a composer, and she composed many songs. And one of her most famous ones is Struttin' with Some Barbecue.
Okay, let's have a listen. That is wonderful. So that's big band. I'm picturing Prohibition.
Oh, absolutely.
Illegal activity going on.
I'm sure.
With this music. What else can you say about this? There's no vocals. She was not a vocalist.
No, she wasn't. Well, in fact, in later years, she did do some solo piano and vocals, but she never really came to prominence as an individual performer. But she's pretty much acknowledged as the first woman in jazz who gained any recognition at all.
Wonderful. Well, that's a great choice. That's a great choice. And so there's the 20s. Let's move on to your next choice, which is we're going chronologically.
Right.
Here. We're moving into the late 30s with this.
That's
next
right.
Choice.
And the next person I want to speak about is Mary Lou Williams. Mary Lou Williams was also a pianist, and in the early days of jazz, that was about the only avenue women had. There were women who played trombone and played saxophone, but it was very, very much a male-dominated, and still to some
sure.
degree is.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Is it because the piano is more legitimate? Is it because it has some classical background?
I think so. And I grew up in a small community, a rural community, but every home that could afford it had a piano. And so young women learning piano was acceptable, and I guess some of them learned to play ragtime. And
So what can you tell us about Mary Lou Williams and her contribution to women in jazz? What direction did she take it?
I'd say Mary Lou Williams was the first woman to gain prominence in the modern era of jazz. And she was so talented and so innovative that she just couldn't be ignored. She was, in addition to being a great musician, was a teacher and mentor to many of the people who became famous, like Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker.
Some heavy hitters.
She taught all those people a lot about jazz.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that gives a lot of credit where it's due, I'm sure. So this song, Mary Lou Williams, that you've chosen?
She composed, I don't know, maybe hundreds of songs and recorded many, many albums. And so this is a tune of hers that she wrote called A Grand Night for Swinging.
Okay, let's have a listen. Thank you. So a lot more minimalist than the stuff we heard from Lil Hardin and Louis
That's
Armstrong.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm, you know, Dick, I'm almost hearing a little Dave Brubeck sound in there.
Well, that's right. She was the one. And you hear some of that music nowadays, you say, well, that's nice, but I've heard that before. But people hadn't heard that before
that was
she
the
came
late
along.
30s, 40s.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. And Brubeck, his West Coast cool thing came about in the 60s,
that's
70s.
Right. That's right.
So she was way ahead of the curve.
She was, absolutely.
Mary Lou Williams, A Grand Night for Swinging. Dick, who's our next artist? We're moving chronologically into the present, getting closer to the
That's right.
The 50s now.
That's right. So Marion McPartland in World War II met, she's English. She met an American guy, Jimmy McPartland, a jazz musician, and they married. And they came to the U.S. in the late 40s, early 50s, and she was a well-known musician in England. One of her first gigs that brought her fame was at a club in New York City called the Hickory House. The jazz critic Leonard Feather went to hear her, and he said, "She'll never make it. She's got three strikes against her. She's English. She's white, and she's a woman."
Ah.
But, of course, she did make it in a very big way.
So we've got here Mary and the McPartland Trio at the Hickory House. This is 1953.
Right.
Let's have a listen.
I want to mention that that's a trio. It's Marion on piano and a guy named Bill Crow on bass. The drummer is Joe Morello, and Joe Morello left her to go to Dave Brubeck, and he's the guy that's responsible for all those unusual rhythms that the Brubeck Quartet played, Time Out, on that Time Out album, and Take Five and all those.
I first became familiar with Ms. Marion McPartland as part of a show that we used to air here on KRCC years back, Marion McPartland's Piano Jazz.
Absolutely.
And it was this wonderful show where she'd sit down with someone, a pianist, and they'd do this. I pictured them sitting side by side
That's
on
right.
a bench. Did you hear that much? Did you?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What'd you think of that? What'd you think of that dueling piano thing?
I thought that was great. You know, she was so talented that she would call songs that those other guys couldn't keep up with,
show them a thing or two,
and they'd call a song, and she could play it with just go right into it without any rehearsal. It was great.
It was really a wonderful show, and she was a great introduction to jazz in a lot of ways.
Yes, she was for a lot of people,
for myself included.
She did a lot for women in jazz. She mentored a number of young women. Probably the most famous is a woman named Jerry Allen, who's a mm-hmm. professor of jazz nowadays and an avant-garde pianist. And Marion McPartland was the headliner at the first women's jazz festival in the 1970s.
Oh, really? Okay, so the fourth and most contemporary artist is who?
Her name is Cecile McLaurin-Sulvant. There are nowadays, I'm glad to say, a lot of very talented women in jazz. We have women who are leaders of women's jazz orchestras who have won Grammys and Downbeat Awards. We have women who play saxophone and trumpet and violin. Cecile is a vocalist, and women vocalists, you know, there was always the girl with the band when there weren't any others. But I wanted to choose her because she's an example of contemporary jazz vocalists.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Worried in the night time, worried in the day, 'cause another woman took my man away down in St. Pride and joy.
Bluesy.
It is bluesy. Jazzy. It reminds you of Bessie Smith, St. Louis Blues, and all that very early music.
That is beautiful. So how old, do you know roughly how
she's
old
she's in
is?
Her early 20s.
Oh, good. So we get her for a while.
She's a rising star.
Cecile McLaurin-Savant.
Right.
So this was actually the only vocalist that you chose here.
That's right. And there have been so many through the years, and so I didn't want to focus exclusively on vocalists, but I didn't want to ignore the vocalists either.
That was a beautiful selection, and I'm definitely gonna pay attention to that.
I mean, lots of fun. I'm always crying the blues.
Dick Fairley, host of the Thursday Evening Jazz Excursion, Thursdays 8 to 11 here on KRCC. It's always a great informative show when you do this, Dick, and we're so glad to have you on staff.
Well, thanks. It's my pleasure, as I say. It's a work of love for me.
Thanks for coming in. This was a lot of fun.
Great. Thank you.
That was my conversation with Dick Fairley, talking about the history of women in jazz. For more on that subject, I really encourage you to tune into the Jazz Excursion Thursday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Dick will be dedicating the whole show to women in jazz, so don't miss it. This is Air Check from KRCC.